It's Wednesday, the 1st of October, and I am Leonard Witbien with your news at 9 a.m. Activist Sean Gadiseb has accused Brett Force of illegally harassing Windhoek residents over municipal debts, saying the debt collector was appointed without due process. Gadiseb called on outgoing councillors to prioritize service delivery and address the city's defective billing system, warning that residents will demand accountability on the 16th of October if documents are not provided.
There's a possibility of people being prosecuted. There's no need for these people to keep harassing residents. Red Force is harassing people, and the only thing we get from City of Windhoek is that people, Red Force is only dealing with accounts that were already there. It's not true. They're handing over new accounts, and we are saying let Red Force hand the accounts back to the people so that the people can make arrangements at City of Windhoek. Residents are willing to make arrangements, but only at City of Windhoek. Residents know they must oblige and honor their municipal debts, but only at City of Windhoek. And let's sort the situation of the billing system. The billing system is defective. Councillors must prioritize service delivery issues, bread and butter issues, not S&T.
10 children of the liberation struggle were stung by a swarm of bees on Sunday morning at Dilimani camp in Brakwater near Windhoek. Only 3 required medical attention for swelling caused by the stings. Josi Ashiweda reports for News on One.
The group was attacked while relaxing at a cooker shop within the camp, playing cards, when a swarm of bees suddenly descended on them. The group scattered, with some seeking refuge in makeshift toilets, while others ran to cover themselves with blankets. When News on One visited the camp on Tuesday, several individuals were still visibly swollen on their hands and backs. 38-year-old resident Simon Binda pleaded with the government to relocate them from the premises.
To South Africa, where the DA has welcomed positive signals on a comprehensive SA-US trade deal and a possible one-year Africa Growth and Opportunity Act extension. SA President Cyril Ramaphosa dispatched a negotiating team to Washington last month to try to get the 30% tariffs on the country's exports to the US lowered. The DA's Toby Chan says they support efforts by the government of national unity and private sector players to reset relations with the country's second biggest trading partner.
Minister Tao and his negotiating team, after a false start and delays from failing to appreciate the implications of Donald Trump's election as president, appear to have finally woken up to the potential to reset our trade relations into a new era of cooperation. We must seek a far more ambitious trade deal that addresses our two nations' economic, trade, and security priorities.
Still on the U.S., it has deported about 100 Iranians on a chartered flight to Tehran, the first mass transfer of its kind. It comes amid President Donald Trump's sweeping immigration crackdown, although Iran says some of the deportees had valid papers. Ara Spitzer is the correspondent.
A U.S. chartered plane carrying about 100 Iranians has left Louisiana bound for Tehran by way of Qatar. It marks the first mass deportation flight of its kind to Iran, arranged with Tehran's agreement, even as the two countries remain bitter adversaries. The Trump administration says the deportees include convicted criminals and migrants who crossed illegally, part of its broader immigration crackdown. But Iranian officials claim some had residence permits and accused Washington of targeting Iranians unfairly. The United Nations Refugee Agency, which says it wasn't consulted, has urged governments to respect asylum protections and avoid returning people to potential harm. Ira Spitzer, San Francisco.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.